You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
That is, of course, Dateline with the fantastic track Such a Bitch. And on the line, we have got Katie, who's a bit sick at the moment. I hope you're feeling all right out there. Katie, how's it going?
Oh, it's going pretty, you know. I'm being positive. On the up.
On the up.
On the up, I'd like to think.
That is good to hear. Well, it is very positive for us this morning to have some brand new Dateline to be listening to. It's been a wee while. You've been busy. You've got a baby. You've been, you know, doing other things. But how's it feeling getting back into music?
Oh, it's feeling really good. You're not wrong about it taking a while. And I think that's classic Dateline. Not very efficient. And then I go and do things like move city or have a baby, and then I'm like, oh, why is it taking so long to get my music done? So it feels really good to actually be ticking some boxes and getting some stuff Well, finished and out there.
I have to say, it's always worth the wait with Dateline. There's something I think is so special about your music. It's very sort of movable. You want to kind of dance along to it. It's always cathartic, and it's always got a bit of sort of humour in it as well, which I very much enjoy listening to.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us about this track. Where is it coming from for you? What were you thinking about when you wrote it?
Well, I wrote this one, I think, during the first COVID lockdown, so 2020, and I had moved to Hastings, like, the year before, and I'm not going to knock the regions, there's lots of lovely things about it, but I was feeling you get a little detached from,
yeah.
You know, when you've been a part of a community in Auckland, and I don't know, I was just feeling a little bit like, how on earth did I end up in Hastings? Like, what? Who am I? You know, it was a little bit of a nearing 30 and all of that. It was just a bit of a like, am I still the person I, yep. you know, thought I was? And so it was a little bit about that. That kind of kicked it off for me. Probably too much time to think before I had a baby. Too much time to sit there and, yeah, explore those thoughts and write songs about them.
Well, that's a good way to get them out, I think. And what I love about this is it does kind of capture a lot of that sort of, it's not quite existential, but it is kind of like a, oh, what's going on in the world for me at the moment type of a feeling. And
yeah.
I think everybody's experiencing variations of that, regardless of age or space, but the pandemic kind of puts us all in that same boat a wee bit at the moment.
Absolutely.
There's a very beautiful video that you guys have made for this. It's got some gorgeous animations created by Annabelle Keane. Tell us about the video. What was the idea for this one?
I'm so stoked with the video. It kind of came about because obviously living in Hawke's Bay, it's a bit tricky to get up to Auckland to yep. make videos, especially with COVID shutting things down all the time. So I wanted to approach it. Well, I approached the sports team and said, is there something you can do that doesn't involve me coming up? And Annabelle had been talking to Ava, who does art as Rita Salt. They had wanted to make a video together. Anyway, so I was sort of right place, right time, got in there and got them to do it for my song. So the sort of, I mean, they'd know, be able to tell you more about the video than I could, but I just gave them a bit of an idea about what the song was about, and they came up with this, and it was awesome.
Fantastic. Have you got any sort of ideas of performing on the horizon? I'm sure that's probably the last thing you're thinking about right now, but is it something you're hoping to get back to doing soon?
Yeah, I'd love to. It is tricky. We're releasing the album at the end of August, definitely, which is really exciting after like 5 years of piecing it together. So probably after that to celebrate the album release. But yeah, nothing before then, unfortunately.
That sounds absolutely fair enough. You've got plenty else going on.
Yeah.
I think we should listen to this beautiful track now, and everyone should go check out the video today. Thank you so much, Katie. Rest up, and we'll see you when you start playing gigs again back in Tamaki later in the year. Thanks so much.
Well, thanks for having me. Thank you.
If everything's as cold as ice, why do people think I'm so keep turning out that light. If you've gotta do it right. Stuck on something I used to be.
That is a brand new one from Dateline, Do It Right. It's up on Bandcamp. It's up on all the places you'd go and listen to music. And it has got a fantastic video created by Rita Salt and Annabelle Keane, which you must go check out later today. Thank you so much to Katie for speaking with us. I'm looking forward to that album in August.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.